Blog Talk Radio.
Shalom, shalom, Habarim, Rastafari Habarim, shalom, shalom. Greetings here, the Rastafari podcast, here the Monday's podcast, Mission Monday. Here we have the 28th sabbatical study for this Shabbat Strong, Shabbat Mitzorah. Going to ride up with some of the basic aliyot for day one and day two here, the Sheni, here the second day of the Shabua, known as the first day of the Gentile working week, but here the second day of the Shavua and the Shavua Tov, right here. Here the theme, Psalm 21. We have Psalm 21, today's daily psalm, according to the Royal Order of the Ethiopian Hebrew. One of the main messages, the Messiah will come to teach the nations 30 precepts. Precepts. 30 precepts is Imperial Master Haile Selassie first. And the 30 articles of the UDHR, bringing out the Midrash, the study of today's daily psalm, Psalm 21. We have Ayin Ayon, Ras, Anbesa, and Army Gideon, also riding up with Psalm, Psalm 21. And also we have Sizzla Kalungi on the Psalm 21. Give thanks more of the Habarim, brothers and sisters, keeping the Levitical. Share the tunes right here, and I and I will share right here. So here, make I and I ride up. The precepts, teach I and the precepts.
For from the rising of the sun, even unto the going down of the same, my name shall be great among the Gentiles. And in every place, incense shall be offered unto my name, and a pure offering. For my name... shall be great among the heathen, saith the Lord of hosts, saith the Lord of hosts, saith the Lord of hosts, saith the Lord of hosts.
I and I bring in a five cycle, and that's a five cycle judgment on Babylon.
If tomorrow is judgment day,
original justice man, champion song,
when I'm standing on the front line, when the Lord asks me what I give it a sound, I would say, Jaja, you know I'll kill them for you. I'll kill them for you. I'll kill them for you.
Word, sound, power. So here, the evening psalm appointed here for the second day of the Shabua, second day of the seven. Here, the evening psalm. Hear this.
Rastafari, Africa is a must. So no matter personal cost, you have to jump on this your bus. Zion born, right?
Psalm 48.
Mizmor Memchet, Shir Mizmor Livne Kora.
Great is the Lord, and greatly to be praised in the city of our God, in the mountain of his holiness. Beautiful for situation, the joy of the whole earth, is Mount Zion on the sides of the north, the city of the great king. God is known in her palaces for a refuge. For lo, the kings were assembled. They passed by together. They saw it, and so they marveled. They were troubled and hasted away. Fear took hold upon them there, and pain as of a woman in travail. Thou breakest the ships of Tarshish with an east wind. As we have heard, so have we seen in the city of the Lord of hosts, in the city of our God. God will establish it forever. Selah. We have thought of thy loving kindness, O God, in the midst of thy temple. According to thy name, O God, so is thy praise unto the ends of the earth. Thy right hand is full of righteousness. Let Mount Zion rejoice. Let the daughters of Judah be glad because of thy judgment. Walk about Zion and go round about her. Tell the towers thereof. Mark ye well her bulwarks. Consider her palaces, that ye may tell it to the generation following. For this God is our God forever and ever. He will be our guide forever, guide, forever, guide, forever, guide, forever, guide, forever, guide, forever, guide, forever, guide,
forever. Mizmor Memchet, Shir Mizmor Livne Korah. Gadol Adonai Umehullal Meod, Be'ir Eloheinu Har Kodsho. Yefe Nof Mesos Kol Haaretz. הר ציון ירקתי צפון, קריית מלך רב. אלוהים בארמנותיה נודע למשגב. כי הנה המלאכים נועדו, עברו יחדיו. הם מראו כן תמהו, נבהלו נחפזו. רעדה אחזתם שם, חיל כיולדה. ברוח קדים תשבר אוניות תרשיש. כאשר שמענו כן ראינו, בעיר אדוני צבאות בעיר אלוהינו. אלוהים יכונניה עד עולם סלע. דימינו אלוהים חסדך בקרב היכלך. כשמך אלוהים כן תהילתך על כת וארץ, צדק מלאה ימינך. ישמח הר ציון, תגלנה בנות יהודה למען משפטיך. שובו ציון והקיפוה, ספרו מגדליה. שיתו לבכם לחלה, פסגו ארמנותיה. למען תספרו לדור אחרון, כי זה אלוהים אלוהינו עולם ועד, הוא ינהגנו על מות.
Of Jacob. Glorious things have been spoken of thee, O city of God. I'll make mention to Rahab and Babylon, to them that know I. With the old Philistine, Tyria, with Ethiopia, it shall be said that this man was born there. And the highest himself shall establish the earth. Jah Rastafari.
Yes, I want to hear the Royal Amharic, the evening psalm, Psalm 48. Here.
Some people still searching for this truth here, which this reggae music, you know, bring Christ to them. And the only purpose it serves is to tell the people about Rastafari.
Here, the evening psalm, Psalm 48, from His Majesty's Bible, the Metzahaf Kedus, the Book of the Seven Seals. The Bible of the Conquering Lion, the Tribe of Judah, the Root of David, hear this.
Rastafari, Africa is a must, so nobody post now cause, you have to jump on this about Zion born, right? Do it!
Mazmur Arbasabat Bekenev Arbasim Bahulatenya Sambat Yakoreli Jochia Mesgana Mazmur Agyabi here till Likano በአምላካችን ከተማ በተቀደሰው ተራራ ምስጋናው ብዙ ነው። በሰሜን ወገን በመልካም ስፍራ የቆመ የምድር ሁሉ ደስታ የጽዮን ተራራ ነው። እርሱም የትልቁ ንጉሥ ከተማ ነው። እግዚአብሔር በአዳራሾቿ መጠጊያ ሆኖ ይታወቃል። እነሆ ነገሥታት ተከማችተው በአንድነት መጥተዋል። እነርሱ ሳይተው ተደነቁ፣ ደነገጡ። አወቁ መንቀጥቀጥ እንደ ወላድ ምጥ በዚያ ያዛቸው። በኃይለኛ ነፋስ የተርሴስን መርከቦች ተሰብራለ። እንደ ሰማን እንዲዋየ በሰራዊት ጌታ ከተማ በአምላካችን ከተማ እግዚአብሔር ለዘላለም ያጠናታል። አምላክ ሆይ በሕዛብ መካከል ምሕረትህን ተቀበል። አምላክ ሆይ እንደ ስምህ እንዲሁም እስከ ምድር ዳርቻ ድረስ ምስጋና ነው። ቀኝህ ጽድቅን የተሞላች ናት። አቤቱ ስለ ፍርድህ የጽዮን ተራራ ደስ ይበለው፣ የአይሁድም ሴት ልጆች ሐሴት ያድርጉ። ጽዮንን ክበቧት፣ በዙሪያዋም ተመላለሱ፣ ግንቦቿንም ቁጠሩ፣ በብርታቷ ልባችሁን አኑሩ። አዳራሿን አስቡ ለሚመጣው ትውልድ ተነግሩ ዘንድ። ለዓለምና ለዘላለም ይህ አምላካችን ነው፣ እርሱም ለዘላለም ይመራናል።
Psalm 48.
מזמור מלחת, שיר מזמור לבני קורח.
Great is the Lord, and greatly to be praised in the city of our God, in the mountain of his holiness. Beautiful for situation, the joy of the whole earth, is Mount Zion on the sides of the north, the city of the great king. God is known in her palaces for a refuge, for lo, the kings were assembled. They passed by together, they saw it, and so they marveled. They were troubled and hasted away. Fear took hold upon them there, and pain as of a woman in travail. Thou breakest the ships of Tarshish with an east wind. As we have heard, so have we seen in the city of the Lord of hosts, in the city of our God. God will establish it forever. Selah. We have thought of thy loving kindness, O God, in the midst of thy temple. According to thy name, O God, so is thy praise unto the ends of the earth. Thy right hand is full of righteousness. Let Mount Zion rejoice. Let the daughters of Judah be glad because of thy judgment. Walk about Zion, and go round about her. Tell the towers thereof. Mark ye well her bulwarks. Consider her palaces, that ye may tell it to the generation following. For this God is our God forever and ever. He will be our guide forever, guide, forever, guide, forever, guide, forever, guide, forever, guide, forever. Guide.
Psalm 48, the evening psalm appointed for the second day of the week, the second day of the Shavuot, which is today, here, Monday, S-I, which has Zion as a theme.
Princes shall come out of Egypt. Ethiopia shall soon stretch out her hands unto God. Sing unto God, ye kingdoms of the earth. O sing praises unto the Lord. Selah.
Here, Sister Desiree rises up to chant right here. Zion.
Zion. was lost in sin sorrow on an isle. My child, I've come to save you. Step on board and follow me. Take the old ship of Zion.
Ship of Zion. Daddy, are you all right?
I'm fine.
People are looking at you.
Only one morning.
Thank you, sister, for the soothing truths in that old hymn.
Amen.
Safe with Jesus, the captain.
You know he is.
To his many followers, Jesus Christ was black, and Haile Selassie as the returned Messiah. Bob Marley was not just a pop star, but a prophet, the spiritual leader of a religious movement that is fast becoming a political force in the Caribbean. That movement is called Rastafari. In our report, first shown last December, Rastas believe that Ethiopia was and is the true biblical Israel. Thus, as they see it, blacks were the original chosen people of God, and the Jews are imposters. They say that Jesus Christ was black, and they worship Haile Selassie as the returned Messiah. Africa is their promised land. All other civilization is Babylon. And Babylon's leader, considered by them to be the devil on earth, is the Pope.
We kill him every thought we have. It's just to kill the Pope. Kill him. Kill out Rome. Kill Babylon.
And you're serious about that?
Yeah. And how we're going to kill them, though, is with lightning, earthquake, and thunder. Not gun or bayonet, which is Babylon's weapons, but with lightning, earthquake, and thunder.
Rastaman Arthur Kitchen's Kill the Pope sentiments are shared by Rastas throughout the island. The scene is a hillside on the outskirts of Kingston. The sound is Rastafarian drums, symbolic thunder, rolled in daily ritual. Four drum beats aimed at the four corners of the world, so no pope can escape. Babylon will fall is the Rastaman's constant litany. They are praying, hoping, singing for survival and for escape. Their music is called reggae, now popular worldwide.
If tomorrow is Judgment Day.
Bye.
Second Aliyah here for the second day of the Shavua here for the Monday. We have the first day called Sunday, and today here, the two Aliyot here for this 28th sabbatical study for the Shabbat Strong. Mitzora, often translated as the leper, here concerning the cleansing of the leper, or one who is skin and disease. Here, Shema Yisrael.
Bless thy people and see thine inheritance, feed them and lift them up also, forevermore.
Listen up, Babylon, them of them one barbarities and them idol god. Shot the girls so youth and see the girls them like wrong. Pretending to be when them not me know them hard club divine. Get your youth say in a bubble. When they tell me get your youth about the heritage where them are. The girls so youth never buy no pussy no no bubble.
Shabbat Shalom.
Salam. This Torah portion reading, feeding here, we have the 28th reading from HaTorah, which are directions, instructions, and it's called in the Hebrew, Masoretic, the Mitzorah. More properly in the Royal Amharic here, Lemtzamu. Previously we had called it the Mitzatuk, and focusing on the day of cleansing. So Mitzorah, Lemtzamu. We've updated that within the chart as well. You know, but as we are growing in grace and that knowledge, just to make that very clear right here, here for the Aliyah, for the Anaforah, right, for the word, sound, and power for this Torah portion, reading and feeding, the 28th in I-9 yearly cycle of Rastafari sabbatical studies, and here for this Shabbat Strong, Shabbat HaMitzorah, the Sabbath of the Leper, also known as Shabbat Shalom. So here the 28th reading from the Torah Mitzorah. The word means leper, HaMitzorah, the leper, Lemtzamu, the one that is in the natural type skin disease. So we connect that with the Lashon Hara, right, with the speaker of evil speaker, gossip, rumor, tale bearing, which diseases the community. Now, the word, it appears in the second verse of the reading for this parasha, which says, this shall be the law of the Torah of HaMitzorah in the day of his cleansing. And here in Leviticus chapter 14, verse 2. So Leviticus 14, it basically spells out the complex purification rites and ritual for the cleansing of a mitzorah, a leper, a motzirah, and a leprous home, a leprous house, a leprous bait. Now, Leviticus chapter 15, it briefly covers the Torah, or the laws, direction, instructions regarding ritual unfitness that stems from bodily emissions or issues, from the body. Now, except in biblical calendar leap years, and we're in the leap years here, Mitzorah is usually read together with the previous Torah portion, Tazariah, on the same Shabbat, to read. And the reasoning, what's the reason for the seasons, Habarim? So here, to ride up with this Torah portion, Sabbath, Shalom. So here, picking up the Hebrew first words, and first word here, Beshem Ha'ab, Wehabain, Weruach HaKadosh, Yahuwah, Yahad, in the name of the Father, and the Son, and the Holy Spirit,
Holy Spirit.
He who be, we be, the One. So here, picking up with the Kaf Chet, the 28th, reading and feeding, the manna for this Shabbat here, picking up with the third book of Moshe, Moses, the Hebrew book that's called Leviticus chapter 14, chapter XIV, the Yod Dalet chapter, Y Daberi Yahuwah. Why daber Yahweh el Moshe leimur, zota tihye torata hamitzorah, bi yomat aharato, wihuba il ha-kohen.
And the Lord spake unto Moses, saying, this shall be the law of the leper in the day of his cleansing. He shall be brought unto the priest,
Here, picking up third book of Moses, Hebrew book called Leviticus, the Sefer Vayikra, chapter 14. A holy, a set apart Elohim, true good, true God, a holy, an Isla, a set apart people. Fourth item right here. HaTorah, the Orit, direction, instructions of Lemtzamu, of the Mitzorah, of the lepers, cleansing, and the Yahweh,
he who be who he be, HaKadosh, Baruch Hu, Baruch Hashem, 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 Holy One, blessed be he, blessed be the name, spake to Moshe, saying, Why daberi Yahuwah, why daber Yahweh la Moshe leimor, this zot tihye, this shall be zot, this she, this tihye, this shall be Torah, Torah, this shall be the law, the direction, the instruction, the Torah taha mitzorah, the law of the leper in the day of his cleansing, the yom taharato. He shall be brought to the priest, Wihuwa il ha-kohen, and ha-kohen, and the kahin, the priest, shall go forth out of the camp, and ha-kohen, the kahin, the priest, shall look, and hine, and look in sight, here it is, if Hanega, if the plague, if the nega, if the plague, if the plague of leprosy, of tzara'at, of skin disease, be healed in ha-mitzorah, in the leper, then shall ha-kohen, the kahin, the priest, command to take for him that is to be cleansed two birds alive and clean and cedar wood and scarlet and hyssop, and ha-kohen, the kahin, the priest, shall command that one of the birds be killed in an earthen vessel over running water, over living water, water. As for the living bird, he shall take it and the cedar wood and the scarlet and the hyssop and shall dip them and the living bird in the blood hadam of the bird that was killed over the running water, over the living water. And he shall sprinkle upon him that is to be cleansed from the tzara'at, from the lens away, skin disease, leprosy, seven times, and shall pronounce him clean, and shall let the living bird loose into the open field. And he that is to be cleansed shall wash his clothes, and shave off all his hair, and wash himself in water, that he may be clean. And after that, he shall come into the camp, and shall tarry abroad out of his tent 7 days. But it shall be on the seventh day that he shall shave all his hair off his head, rosho, his ras, and his beard, and his eyebrows. Even all his hair shall he shave off, and he shall wash his clothes. Also he shall wash his flesh in water, and shall be clean. And on the eighth day he shall take two he lambs without blemish, and one ewe lamb of the first year without blemish, and 3/10 deals of fine flour for a meal minka offering mingled with oil, and one log of oil. And on Yom HaShemini, the eighth day, he shall take two he male lambs without blemish, and one ewe female lamb of the first year without blemish, and 3/10 deals of fine flour for a meal offering mingled with oil, shemen, and one log of oil. And HaKohen, the kahin, the priest, that maketh him clean, shall present the man land that is to be made clean, and those thanks, lifnei Yahuwah before Jehovah, at the Petah, the door of the tabernacle of congregation of the Ohel HaMoed, the tent of meeting. And HaKohen, the Kohen, the priest, shall take one he lamb, male lamb, and offer him for a trespass offering, an asham, guilt offering, and the log of oil, and wave them for a wave offering, lifnei Yahuwah, before the Yahweh, he who be, who he be. And here at verse 13, Chaburim, we have the sheni aliyah, the second aliyah for this Shabbat HaMitzorah, for the Sabbath of the leper, the second aliyah, the sheni, here at verse 13.
And he shall slay the lamb in the place where he shall kill the sin offering and the burnt offering in the holy place. For as the sin offering is the priest's, so is the trespass offering. It is most holy. It is most holy. It is most holy.
With shachat et ha-kebetz biya mekom asha yishachat et ha-chat'at we et ha-ola biya mekom ha-kodesh kiya ka-chat'at ha-asham hu la kohena kodesh kodashim hu. Here for the second aliyah for this Shabbat HaMitzorah, Shabbat HaMitzorah, verse 13. And he shall slay the lamb in the place where he shall kill the sin offering, the chata'at, and the burnt offering, the olah, in the holy place. For as the sin offering, the chata'at, is HaKohen, is the priest, the kohen, so is the trespass, the asham, the guilt offering. It is most holy. It is kodesh, kodashi, kodashi, kodashi. Verse 13, and HaKohen, verse 14, and the priest shall take some of the blood hadam of the asham, the trespass, the guilt offering, and HaKohen, the priest, shall put it upon the tip of the right ear of him that is to be cleansed, and upon the thumb of his right hand, and upon the great toe of his right foot. And HaKohen, the Kohen, the priest, shall take some of the log of oil and pour it into the palm of his own left hand. And HaKohen, the Kohen, the priest, shall dip his right finger in the shemen, in the oil that is in his left hand, and shall sprinkle of the oil, the shemen, with his finger seven times, lifnei Yahuwah, before the Yahweh. And of the rest of the shemen, HaShemen, the oil that is in his hand, shall HaKohen put upon the tip of the right ear of him that is to be cleansed, and upon the thumb of his right hand, and upon the great toe of his right foot, and upon the toe of the great toe of his right foot, upon Ha-dam, the blood of the trespass offering, the asham, the guilt offering, and the remnant of HaShemen, the oil that is in HaKohen's yad, in the priest's hand, he shall pour upon the rosh, the ras, the head of him that is to be cleansed, and HaKohen, the Kohen, the priest, shall make an atonement, kaper, before him, Lifnei Yahuwah, before Jehovah, and HaKohen shall offer the sin offering, the Chataat, and make a kaper, an atonement for him that is to be cleansed from his uncleanness. And afterward, he shall kill the Olah, the burnt offering, and HaKohen, the Kohen, the priest, shall offer the Olah, the burnt offering, and the Mincha, the meal offering, upon HaMizbeach, the altar. And HaKohen, the Kohen, shall make a kapir, an atonement for him, and he shall be clean, 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 clean. Sabbatical study, this Ayinai Rastafari sabbatical study for this Shabbat strong.
Shabbat strong.
Shabbat strong.
Shabbat strong.
Shabbat strong.
Shem Ha'av v'Habein Ruach HaKadosh.
Glory be to the Father, the Son, the Holy Spirit. Glory be. Glory be. We're going to ride up here for this force.
See all them brothers that have to have the fast, man. Almighty live on the rain, man. Hear me now. Assistant Columbus, I believe it's a red fire, man. So, life is eternal, get serious about that. Living for the best of the people. Love is eternal and I'm serious about that. Remember the study, but life is eternal, get serious about that. Living for the best of the people. Love is eternal, I'm serious about that. Yeah, you know, Kalonji say, no weapons, no wrongdoing. Cause each and every second of the youth life is ruined. Police are killing the youth and I can't see them never knew him. Slave master, we have to go through him. Yo, them spread the propaganda with the media's interviewing. Good sheep of all and them never rescue him. Burn out corruption near the wicked are doing. Fear of slave the people about to him. But yo, life is eternal, get serious about that. Living for the best of the people. Love is eternal, get serious about that. Remember the study, but life is eternal, I'm serious. serious about that. Yo, get a youth, me say, nobody go snort no cocaine and get mad up. Them no go do and could then now them get sad up. Black boat them gun, now them worse than well got bad up. Who ya know him bloody out if you ask him all what up. Find out him, who on a nearby him go rob up. People in my suit, people in my stab up. Here from the south, all them body get tag up. Just so, love them never have up. But listen now, life is eternal, get serious about that. Living for the best of the people. Love is eternal, I'm serious about that. Remember those not evil. Life is eternal, get serious about that. Living for the best of the people. Love is in, love is in, love is in. Love is eternal, can't you say. Make a new love and make it spread like the ocean. Get your own tear the potion on. Beautiful for situation. Tell them set to give by man repatriation. Bless, why I'm no hesitation. Judgment, penetration, calumny shout. Life is eternal, get serious about that. Living for the best of no people. Love is eternal, get serious about that. Remember the study. Life is eternal, get serious about that. Aye, aye. Love is eternal, get serious about that. No, judgment, yeah. No weapons and no wrongdoing. Got each and every second and they use life with ruin. Babylon kill me, pick me and knock, if they never knew him. Prime Minister, who you think I slow him? Oh, you spread them propaganda with your media's interviewing. When Gucci pop all, them never rescue him.
Sabbatical study, this I and I Rastafari sabbatical study for this Shabbat strong. Shabbat.
So much love to all my friends. So much love to all my friends. When I say more, you say fire. More fire.
Lashon ra'a. Lashon ha-ra'a. Lashon hara. Lashon tongue. Lashon ha. Definite article in the Hebrew, ha, ra, ra, ra. Now we emphasize the ayin there, ra, ra. Lashon hara, lashon hara. It sounds like lashon hara, lashon hara, lashon hara. The evil tongue, the bad tongue, the disagreeable tongue, the malignant tongue, the giving pain, unhappiness, misery tongue, displeasing tongue, right, the worst tongue, right? So bringing out the Hebrew sense of the ra-ra. Often it's translated as generally speaking, as evil, but it has some particular nuances, ra-ra. Now the first thing, right, when we look at ra-ra, we have ra, right, as a verb, right? We have ra-ra, ra, right, as a noun, ra-ra, like ra-ra. So lashon ha ra'a, lashon ha ra'a, the evil tongue. And this now signifies evil speech in connection with the mitzorah. The mitzorah, often translated as KJV as leper. Now we go into detail that when we look at the description that we have in HaTorah, the physical, the five cycle side of this spiritual condition. So we look at what's called leprosy or tzara'at in the Hebrew, tzara'at in the Hebrew, it is actually a spiritual condition, a metaphysical condition, but there are physical physical symptoms. And we look at the physical, the physical symptoms, and then what is called nowadays, according to science nowadays, leprosy, it's not exactly quite what is defined today as leprosy, right? Some even say, well, actually, maybe it's that old-time leprosy. Looking at vitiligo is some of the signs. We see in what's called vitiligo some of the signs. And we're looking at this from Moshe, right? From Moshe, the first one that was afflicted with tzara'at, he had tzara'at, right, within the hand. Or scripture says in Exodus chapter 4, verse 6, it says, Wehine yado mitzoraat ka shaleg. Translations usually bring out
translations bring out, and behold, his hand was leprous as white as snow. But bringing out the Hebrew here in Exodus, in the second book of Moshe, Hebrew book known as Exodus, Exodus chapter 4, at verse 6, it says, Wehine, Wehine, or somebody said, Wehine, Yado, Mitzraata, Kashalek, Kashalek. It says, and here it is, Hine, Hine, behold, here it is, Wehine, and here it is, Yado, Yado, his hand, his yad, Yado, Mitzraat, 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 right? Leprous or afflicted, afflicted with tzaraat, ka, like as shaleg, kashaleg, kashaleg, shaleg or sheleg, shaleg, sheleg is snow in the Hebrew. Shaleg, sheleg is snow. So it doesn't even bring out, we look at the Hebrew and most translational says white as snow. Perhaps seeking to bring out the Hebrew understanding, but the word white is not even there. Now we get the description of exactly, right, what kind of symptoms and signs in the third book of Moshe, right, the heart of HaTorah, the handbook of Halloween, the handbook of the Levites, and in particular the handbook of HaKohanim, the handbook of the priests and the handbook of the priesthood. Right, so here we get the description, and here in what's usually a double portion, ki tazaria, if she, when she conceives seed, as coupled with this 28th sabbatical study for this Shabbat strong, mitzora, mitzora, right, mitzora. So whether it's a single portions as we have in the leap years and here, right, or whether it's here or there when they doubled up, right, it's very important just to make this connection with Mitzora, continues the narrative, continues the description. We're actually in Mitzora or HaMitzora for Shabbat, HaMitzora for Sabbath, the one afflicted, right, with Tzara'at, with this spiritual condition, right? We get the cleansing. Here we get the cleansing. Before we get the description, right, and the prescription, diagnosis, what they call the diagnosis of the diagnosis, the prognosis. But here in this 28th sabbatical study, we get the prescription for the spiritual condition that is called in translation leprosy. We've asked this before, and we'll ask this again right here, right? Even though we can read this area and see this scripture and also apply it, some apply it to, say, white people or to the recessive genes, right, coming from the dominant genes. So when Moshe put his hand, before he put his hand into his bosom, the dominant gene was visible, was seen. Seen? But when he put his hand into the bosom, right, and pulled it out the first time, and according to the scripture, Wehine Yado Mitzoraat Kashelek, Kashelek, right, when he pulls it out now, right, we see the recessive aspect. So although we can apply this even to so-called white people or to leprosy or to Hansen disease or vitiligo, question, do the lost found black and brown sheep, or do the lost sheep, are they afflicted by the spiritual aspect of this condition because of the same causative, which is the Lashon Hara, Lashon Hara, right? So the Lashon Hara, the horror, like the horrible tongue, Hara, horror, Lashon Hara, is regarded as such a serious chatiyat, chet, sin, missing the mark, falling short, forfeiture, uckery. Why? Because it desecrates the Lashon Hara, the evil tongue, the evil speech. It desecrates the image of Elohim, the image of Ha'elohim, the image of the power of Hashem in man. As we know from the beginning, Bereshith, right? Let us make man in our image and after our likeness, male and female, he created them. So the Lashon Hara, it's regarded as such a serious uckery, right? Fornication under the crown of the king. Right, okkery, fukkery. Why? Because it desecrates the image right, as well as the likeness, but firstly, mainly the image of Ha'elohim, of Ha'elohim, Ha'kadosh, Baruch Hu, Baruch Hashem, of the Holy One. Blessed be He, blessed be the, you know, blessed be He, blessed be the name in man, in humanity. That is the use. What is the image? Let's ask the question. What is the image of Elohim, of the true good, the true God, the power in man? The use of reason, logos, the logic, logos, reason, and the ability to speak. The faculty of faculties. I even know about the 12 faculties. There's the 12 faculties in man. Well, we present this here as the faculty of faculties, right? The faculty of faculties, the 13th, right? And the key faculty of the 12 faculties is the use, is logos, the logos. The beginning was the word, the logos, right? The use of reason. Come, 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 make with reason. And the ability to speak. The ability to speak, word, sound, power. The power of speech expresses the image of Elohim, the true good, the true God, HaKadosh, Baruch Hu, Baruch Hashem, more than any other faculty. More than any other of the 12 faculties, it is the power of speech, word, sound, the power of speech that expresses the image of Elohim, the image of the true good, the true God. Here, let's go to the scripts, to the law and to the testimony. Let's get light to law and to the testimony. Bereshis, here Bereshis, right? The Aleph chapter, the first chapter. We have verse 26. And God said, "Let us make man in our image, after our likeness." Vayomer Elohim, Na'aseh Adam B'Tzalmeinu K'yedimuteinu. Na'aseh, let us make, Na'aseh Adam, Na'aseh Adam by way of Tzalmeinu, by way of our image. He as like Dimuteinu, after or like our likeness. Vayomer Elohim, Na'aseh Adam, B'Tzalmeinu, Kia Dimuteinu. So right here. So we're speaking of the image, the Tzalem, right? The Tzalem. The image of Elohim. So here, in this reasonment right here, we're looking at the fact that the power of speech expresses the image of Elohim, of Ha'elohim, the power more than any other faculty. And we identify the power of speech, the use of the logos of reason and the ability to speak, right, as the faculty of faculties, the 13th faculty. Building on the 12 faculties, we have the faculty of faculty because it expresses the image of Elohim more than any other faculty, since it reveals the inner thoughts and intent and the intentions of the heart. Why is the power of speech the faculty of faculties? Because it reveals the power of speech, it reveals the inner thoughts and intentions, the intentions of the heart. Words, debarim, every time I hear the word, words are a result of thoughts and attitudes. What are words a result of, chaverim? Words are the result of thoughts and attitudes, chaverim, that give rise and expression to them. Now, using words, debarim, words, sound, power, using words to inflict pain, therefore it perverts the image of Ha'elohim, the image of Elohim, true good, true God. Yeah, so what's interesting here is using words to inflict pain. Pain, you remember? Ra-ra-ra-ra. Right? And the strongest is the H-7451, but going to the BDB, Brown's Driver's Briggs, which kind of gives a little fuller full, right? Kind of a little expansion, fuller full, and clarifies and corrects certain errors or imprecisities, you know, in the Strong's Concordance. It brings out a sense of bad, right? As an adjectival sense, bad, right? Evil. To say like disagreeable, malignant, something unpleasant, evil in the sense, in the context of giving pain, ra-ra, right, ra. So we have ra, right, more in like a masculine sense, and ra-ah, 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 in the feminine sense, ra-ra, and ra-ah, ra-ah, ra-ah. So it's evil, bad, in the sense of giving pain, unhappiness, misery. That which is displeasing. Now, it's applicative. It can be applicative to land, to water, you know, bad, to value, worse than, worse in the sense of a comparison, to that which is sad, unhappy, right? Evil in the sense of hurtful, bad, unkind. Being of a vicious disposition. A vicious disposition is ra-ra, ra-ra, all that ra-ra. Bad, evil, wicked, say like ratchet. Ethically, right? In general, of persons. So persons can be ra'ah, ra', right? Thoughts can be ra'ah. And we know the lashon hara'ah. The tongue is ra'ah in this sense. Deeds and actions are ra'ah. Evil, distress, misery. That which is evil, distress, misery, injury, calamity. In the sense of the ra' as the noun masculine, ra', right? Evil, distress, misery, injury, calamity, right? Adversity, right? Wrong, the sense of wrong, evil, misery, distress, injury, as a noun in the feminine sense, ra'ah, 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 evil, misery, distress, injury, wrong, ethical, in the ethical sense of evil. So whether it's naturally evil, right, bad or morally bad, in the second sense, the first sense is the masculine sense, the ra, 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 as we have the lashon, ha, the ra, and we also have ra'ah, that's the feminine, right, the feminine form, right, as an adjective or a noun, adversity, affliction, bad, calamity, and then there's these interesting nuances as we find it in various different verses, but bringing out the sense of words, word, sound, power, the power of speech being used to inflict pain, therefore also perverts the Salmo Shel Elohim, the image of Elohim sense, Ha'ilahim Ha'Elohim, created man, Adam, right? Aleph Dam, first blood, to use language to build up, right, to edify or to build up others in love, right, in child love, in true love. Now, this is part of the reason that HaMetzorah, the Metzorah, right, KJV translation, the leper, right, the one afflicted, more better translated, the one afflicted with Tzara'at, was regarded, the Metzorah or the leper was regarded as, quote, dead, end quote. So the Metzorah was regarded as being dead because of this chet, this ukkery, this sin, this fukkery, this fornication on the crown of the king, this forfeiture, this lack, this chet, this missing the mark. So come. Megainai. Reason, come back with reason and discuss the importance. What is the importance of speaking the truth in love? What is the importance of speaking the truth in love? Ki ya'ima nidabira ha'emet bi'ahava v'negidila v'chola davar la'u la'mashiach asher hu'aharosh Hear. Ephesians 4 and 15. But speaking the truth in love. For speaking the truth in love, but speaking the truth in love. Ki im nidaber ha'emet bi'ahava. Speaking the truth in love. Ki im nidaber ha'emet bi'ahava. Be'ahava, in ahava, in love. Ki'ima nidabera ha'emeta be'ahava, ve'negidla be'kola davara la'ua, la'mashia ha'sheruhua harosh. Full of all, Ephesians 4:15. But speaking the truth in love, may grow up into him in all things. That is head. That is head. Moshiach. Even Messiah. Even Christos. Even Christ. Even Christ in his kingly character. Kiyim nedaber haimeta be'ahava. We negidila b'kola davar lo la Mashiach asher hu ha-rosh. Kiim nidaber haemet be'ahava.
So much love to all my friends. So much love to all my friends. When I say more, you say fire. More fire.
King Selassie is the Almighty. Yeah.
Selassie.
Never rise against me.
I shall never.
Them mostly things that them can't stop me from sing.
Cause I saw the light, no more in darkness. Plus I put me in the light, yeah.
One man me fear, I did Messiah. Me a boy believe in a prayer. Me step on the battlefield without no steel. All when set a fire, all when me numb, no food, no water. The love me never yet scatter. Me a thought it's real, the pain me a feel. Them a kill with some vendetta. Tell dirty mind.
About when Pharaoh heard that there was going to be a redeemer for the Israelites, he asked the one of the guys to come and draw. And he said, I wanted to see what the Redeemer's going to look like. And so everybody that came in and drew a picture, he had them killed. And then finally, after like five guys getting killed, the fifth guy's like, listen, you know, I see the same thing these guys see. He says, no, this picture that you're drawing, this person looks disgusting, looks ugly, looks dark. This can't be this great Redeemer that you're talking about. But it was. The point is, Moses had to work on himself. Moses had the ability to be an animal. You know, the what do you say, the nadir of moral depravity. He had that ability to go to the lowest part that a human being can go to, because he also had the ability to go to the highest part. So a lot of people don't get that. A lot of people think being good is just like an automatic thing. Yeah, I'm a great person, so either you're great or you're not. No. A bad person can actually be a tzaddik. He just has to work on himself.
So much love to all my friends. So much love to all my friends. When I say more, you say fire. More fire.
King Selassie is the Almighty Eye. I mean, big bad sound like justice. This is the Kalonja passing through.
So much love to all my friends. So much love to all my friends. So much love to all my friends. So much love to all my friends.
מזמור כף אלף, אלף, אלף. למנצח מזמור לדוד. 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 מזמור לדוד.
The king shall joy in thy strength, O Lord. O Lord.
Adonai, 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 Adonai.
And in thy salvation, how greatly shall he rejoice? Shall he rejoice? Shall he rejoice? Shall he rejoice?
Uvishuatecha, mayagel meod, 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 meod.
Thou hast given him his heart's desire, desire, desire.
Ta'avat libo natattalo, natattalo, natattalo.
And hast not withholden the request of his lips. Selah, Selah. Sila, 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 Sila.
Va'areshet sefatav bal manata sela, 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 sela.
For thou preventest him with the blessings of goodness. Thou settest a crown of pure gold on his head. He asked life of thee, and thou gavest it him, even length of days forever and ever. His glory is great in thy salvation. Honor and majesty hast thou laid upon him. For thou hast made him most blessed forever. Thou hast made him exceeding glad with thy countenance. For the king trusteth in the Lord, and through the mercy of the Most High he shall not be moved. Thine hand shall find out all thine enemies. Thy right hand shall find out those that hate thee. Thou shalt make them as a fiery oven in the time of thine anger. The Lord shall swallow them up in his wrath, and the fire shall devour them. Their fruit shalt thou destroy from the earth, and their seed from among the children of men. For they intended evil against thee. They imagined a mischievous device which they are not able to perform. Therefore shalt thou make them turn their back when thou shalt make ready thine arrows upon thy strings against the face of them. Be thou exalted, Lord, in thine own strength. So will we sing and praise thy power, 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 thy power. Thy power, thy power, thy power, thy power, thy power.
So people still searching for this truth here, which this reggae music, you know, bring Christ to them, and the only purpose it serves is to tell the people about Rastafari.
Here, Army Gideon, preaching Ras and Bessa with today's daily psalm, Psalm 21. Amharic, yes, sir.
Best of my boy, the best of those, the hard one, the best of the run and the star, and our wisdom is more.
To the chief musician, a psalm of David, the king shall die in thy strength, O Jah. Rastafari, and in thy salvation how greatly shall he rejoice. For you have given him his heart's desires and not withholding the request of his lips. Fear. For you prevented him with the blessing of goodness, and you set a crown of pure gold upon his head. He had life of thee and now gave it him, even length of days forever and ever. His glory is great in thy salvation, honor and majesty have you laid upon him. For thou hast made him most blessed forever and ever, thou hast made him exceeding glad in thy countenance. For the king Kadamawi Haile Selassie trust in the Abiyarim, and through the mercy of the Most High, he shall not be moved. Thine hand shall find out thine enemies, and thy right hand shall find out all those that hate thee, O Most High. For like a fiery oven shall you burn them in all thine anger, for your bliss. And if the Abiyar shall swallow them up in his wrath, and fire shall devour them. Their fruit shall you destroy from the earth, and their seed from among the children of men. O Beit HaAdam. For they and those intend evil against thy and I, and they imagine mischievous devices, which they are not able to perform. Therefore shalt thou make them to turn their back, when thou shalt make ready thine arrows upon the strings against the face them. Be exalted, O Jah, Rastafari, in thy strength. So I and I, children, sing and praise thy power, even the first power of the Holy Trinity, Kadamawi, Haile Selassie. My name ready? So I and I, children, sing and praise thy power, even the first power of the Holy Trinity, Kadamawi, Haile Selassie. My name ready?
So people still searching for this truth here, which this reggae music, you know, bring Christ to them. And the only purpose it serves is to tell the people about Rastafari.
Bulbia! Rastafari! Joy in thy strength, O Rastafari, in thy salvation, O greatly shall he rejoice. Thou hast given him his heart's desire, and hast not withholding the request of his lips. Selah. For thou hast prevented him with the blessing of goodness, thou settest a crown of pure gold on his head. He asked life of thee, and thou gavest it him, even length of days forever and ever. His glory is great in thy salvation, honor and majesty as thou laid upon him, King Selassie. So, Rastafari. For thou hast made him most blessed forever, thou hast made him exceedingly glad with thy countenance. For the king trusted in the Most High, King Selassie, and through the mercy of the Most High, he shall not be moved. Thine hand shall find out all thine enemies, thy right hand shall find out those that hate thee. Thou shalt make them as a fiery oven in the time of thine anger. The Lord King Selassie shall swallow them up in his wrath, and the fire shall devour them. Their fruit shalt thou destroy from the earth, and their seed from among the children of men. For they intended evil against thee, they imagined a mischievous device which they are not able to perform. Therefore shalt thou make them turn their back, thou shalt make ready thine arrows upon thy string against the faces of them. Be thou exalted, O Most High, pure majesty, the Emperor, the King Selassie. So, in thine own strength, so will we sing and praise thy power. Rastafari, Sabababala. Hey, hey, hey. In thy strength, O Rastafari, in thy salvation, O greatly shall he rejoice. Thou hast given him his heart's desire, and hast not withholding the request of his lips. Selah. For thou hast prevented him with the blessing of goodness, thou settest a crown of pure gold on his head.
He has the life of thee and thou gavest it him. He the length of thy forever and ever. His glory is great in thy salvation. Honor and majesty are thou laid upon him, King Selassie. So, Rastafari, for thou hast made him most blessed forever. Thou hast made him exceedingly glad with thy countenance. For the king trusteth in the Most High, King Selassie, and through the mercy of the Most High, he shall not be moved. Thine hand shall find out all thine enemies. Thy right hand shall find out those that hate thee. Thou shalt make them as a fiery oven in the time of thine anger. The Lord King Selassie shall swallow them up in his wrath, and the fire shall devour them. Their fruit shall thou destroy from the earth, and their seed from among the children of men. For they intended evil against thee. They imagined a mischievous device, which they are not able to perform. Therefore shall thou make them turn their back. Thou shalt make ready thine arrows upon thy strings against the faces of them. Be thou exalted, O the Most High, pure and majesty, Emperor King Selassie. So, in thine own strength, so will we sing and praise thy power. Rastafari, Sababala, hey, hey, hey.
In Ethiopian life, the imperial ruler is likened in splendor to the sun, splendor to the sun, splendor to the sun, an exalted power to the lion, 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 in his divine being to the kings of Israel, divine being to the kings of Israel, to the kings of Israel, to the kings of Israel, and at times to God, and at times to God, and at times to God himself, 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 himself.
The Ark of Covenant. It's supposedly somewhere in Ethiopia. That's why we went into Somalia, because Ethiopia is next door to Somalia. For all you folks who don't know this, who don't know this, who don't know this.
Yeah, man, now, Firebone, Firebone, the whole of them.
Thine hand shall find out all thine enemies. Thy right hand shall find out those that hate thee. Thou shalt make them as a fiery oven in the time of thine anger. The Lord shall swallow them up in his wrath, and the fire shall devour them. Their fruit shalt thou destroy from the earth, and their seed from among the children of men. For they intended evil against thee. They imagined a mischievous device which they are not able to perform. Therefore shalt thou make them turn their back when thou shalt make ready thine arrows upon thy strings, arrows upon thy strings, upon thy strings, upon thy strings, against the face, 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 against the face. Be thou exalted, Lord, in thine own strength. So will we sing and praise thy power, 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 praise thy power,
praise thy power, praise thy power, praise thy power, praise thy power, praise thy power, praise thy power, praise thy power, praise thy power. Ethiopia is very happy. Be her confessor. O Haile Selassie, sanctity becomes you.
Jump! Rastafari! Jump! Rastafari! Jump! Rastafari!
The son of Ras Makonnen, Haile Selassie, is astute. Ethiopia is very happy. Be her confessor. O Haile Selassie, sanctity becomes you.
Many are calling, no? Many are called, but few are choosing. Many are called, but few are choosing. I was called, and I was choosing. It's funny, but it's true.
It is good that you are here to record this picture of me in my palace garden at Addis Ababa. People who see this throughout the world will realize that even in the 20th century, with faith, courage, and a just cause, David will still beat Goliath.
Call in to hear the full of full now, or hopefully catch it on the replay. 515-602-9761 to hear the full of full now. Call in. 515-602-9761. Call in. 515-602-9761. Call in. 515-602-9761.
Hear, O Israel. Hear, O Israel. What does Shema Yisrael, Yahweh Eloheinu, Yahweh Achad, hear, O Israel. Hear, O Israel. The Lord, our God, the Lord is one. What does that really mean? And why is it important?
The son of Ras Makonnen, Haile Selassie, is astute. Ethiopia is very happy. Be her confessor. Oh, Haile Selassie, sanctity becomes you.
Not only do we have Ras, and Rosh, Re'es, Ras in the Hebrew, but we have Tefari in the Hebrew. We have Hail, as in Haile, Haile. Also in the Hebrew, we have Selassie, Shelosha, as well in the Hebrew, but also we have the Mekonnen in the root sense of Kwenene, for Konene in the Ge'ez, and here we have the Konene from the Hebraic, the Afro-Semitic, Afro-Shemitic root, Kun. Interesting, the word sound, Kun. What does Kun in that sense mean? Well, here in the example we're going to show from, and let ones hear right here, Shema Yisrael, right here, we are in Psalm 21 and 12. In the Hebrew, it reads, Ki te shiteimo shechem be me tareka te konein ala pneihem. Now, in KJV, this is translated as, Therefore shalt thou make them turn their back when thou shalt make ready thine arrows upon thy strings against the face of them. Ki tishitemo shekema bime tareka tikonein ala penehem. Therefore shalt thou, the eye, make them turn their back when thou shalt make ready thine arrows upon thy strings against the face of them. So here we have in the Hebrew tikonein. Indeed, therefore, shalt thou make them turn their back. Ki tishitemo shekem b'me tareka, when thou shalt make ready upon thy strings, the metar, b'me tareka, the imel ka, the imel. Now, arrows, thine arrows, KJV, does have the proper translative decency. It's something that, in spite of some of the shortcomings we might find in the more advanced Hebrew-Hebraic studies, in the HD studies of the Hebrew, in spite of some of the shortcomings that we might find now in 2019, 2020, and, you know, more than 400 years later, within the KJV, with all the additional software information, Donnell's prophecy shall go to and fro, and information knowledge shall increase. This is one thing that we find to be very good when it's understood properly. When we look at the KJV, King James Version, see that there are italicizations of words. Some words are in italics. The majority of those words in italics do not appear there in the actual Hebraic text. So one thing that we recommend to our fellows, the Havarim, the Hasidim, and the fellow Talmudim, is that when we read through it, read the whole psalm, the whole passage, whatnot, right? Read the whole reading, the particular reading, for example, this sentence here, Psalms. Psalms 21:12. Therefore, shalt thou make them turn their back when thou shalt make ready thine arrows upon thy strings against the face of them. Now, we've kind of disciplined and kind of trained ourselves when we read it, to read it, include it, you know, but in a kind of a different sense. Like the when is italicized and thine arrows is italicized. Now, when we compare with the Hebrew, ki tishitemo shekem b'meitareka tikonein al pneihem. Right, the Hebrew, coming out from the understanding of the Hebrew, we see that this is not there. The when is not there. Thine arrows is not there. So it would read more like, from the Hebrew, if we take out the italics, if we don't read the italics now, Therefore shalt thou make them turn their back. Thou shalt make ready upon thy strings against the face of them. Ki te shitemo shekem be me tareka te konein alapenehem. So we have thou shalt make ready. Thou shalt make ready. Te konein, te konein, te konein, te konein. From the konein to konein, the I male, speaking to he who be who he be, speaking to a male directly, speaking to he who be who he be. Be me tareka. Be me tareka. The I strings. The I cords, like the cords of a tent, or even the strings, the cords, the strings of a bow. Be me tareka, upon thy strings. So the another way of reading the order of it would be, upon thy strings thou shalt make ready against the face of them. Be me tareka te konein ala penehem. Upon the I strings, be me tareka, be upon, by way of me tareka, be me tareka te konein, te konein, konen, konen. So we have the konen, right? Like as in me konen, right? To establish. Right? Now here it says, the translation is make ready from the root, the Hebrew root of the te konein. In Psalm 21:12, we have kun. Kaf, waw, nun, kun, kun, or kawan, some might say, but more proper Afro-Semitically, the kun, to be firm, to be stable, to be established, to prepare, to make ready, to make ready, to fix, to make ready, to direct in that sense, and since also to fasten, to be prepared, to make ready, to direct, right? But from the root sense is to be erect, that is to stand perpendicular, right, to set up in that sense, right, whether we say in a literal sense, establish, fix, repeat, apply, a figurative sense of point, render sure, proper, or prosperous even, to fix, to fasten, when you fasten upon the eye strings, be me tareka tikonein, you prepare all upon al pnehem, upon their faces, or in the sense of against their faces. So here just bringing out this sense of konein, konen, mekonen, from the kun, from the Afro-Semitic, the kun, right? The kun, getting to the Hebrew roots right here. Yes, sir. Rastafari, 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 Rastafari.
Evil boy, everything takes time.
For with stammering lips and another tongue, for with stammering lips and another tongue, for with stammering lips and stammering lips and stammering lips and stammering lips to this blaspheme, to this blaspheme, to this blaspheme, to this blaspheme. For with stammering lips and another tongue, and another tongue to this blaspheme, to this blaspheme.
Legashun, Agarashu, Memelech, Memelegashun, Zengashme, Ethiopia Menosh, you know. But I want the next verse with Amaric. But I want the next verse with Amaric.
Mazmur
Haya
Bekenif
Haya Ant
ለመዘምራን አለቃ የዳዊት መዝሙር አቤቱ በኃይልህ ንጉስ ደስ ይለዋል በማዳንህ እጅግ ሐሴትን ያደርጋል የልቡን ፈቃድ ሰጠኸው የከንፈሩንም ልመና አልከለከልከው በበጎ በረከት ደርሰህለታልና ከክቡር እንቁ የሆነ ዘውድን በራሱ ላይ አኖር ሕይወትን ለመነህ ሰጠኸው ለረጅም ዘመን ለዘላለም በማዳንህ ክብሩ ታላቅ ነው ክብርንና ምስጋናን ጨመርህለት የዘላለም በረከትን ሰጠኸዋልና በፊትህም ደስታ ደስ ታሰኘዋለህ ንጉስ በእግዚአብሔር ተማምኗልና በልዑልም ምህረት አይናወጥም እጅህ ጠላቶችህን ሁሉ ታግኛቸው ቀኝህም የሚጠሉህን ሁሉ ታግኛቸው በተቆጣህም ጊዜ እንደ እሳት እቶን አድርጋቸው እግዚአብሔር በቁጣው ያጠፋቸዋል እሳትም ትበላቸዋለች ፍሬያቸውንም ከመድር ዘራቸውንም ከሰው ልጆች ታጠፋል ክፋትን ባንተ ላይ ዘርግተዋልና የማይቻላቸውንም ምክር አሰቡ ወደ ኋላቸው ተመልሳቸዋል ፍላጻን በፊታቸው ላይ ታዘጋጃል አቤቱ በኃይልህ ከፍ ከፍ በል ጽናትህንም እናመሰግናለን እንዘምርማለን
That every house for His Majesty have must be united. Some man believe that only this house right and that one wrong and that one wrong and all the rest wrong. Well, I know that God never make a mistake. So if Him have the 12 tribe and Him have the Naya Bingi, Him have the Ethiopian after that, and Him have the RMA and Him have this, there must be a man somewhere we can bring all of this thing together.
So people still searching for this truth here, which this reggae music, you know, bring across to them. And the only purpose it serves is to tell the people about Rastafari.
Mazmur Haya Bakanif አያንት ለመዘምራን አለቃ የዳዊት መዝሙር አቤቱ በኃይልህ ንጉስ ደስ ይለዋል በማዳንህ እጅግ ሐሴትን ያደርጋል የልቡን ፈቃድ ሰጠኸው የከንፈሩንም ልመና አልከለከልከው በበጎ በረከት ደርሰህለታልና ከክቡር እንቁ የሆነ ዘውድን በራሱ ላይ አኖር ሕይወትን ለመነ ሰጠኸው ለረጅም ዘመን ለዘላለም በማዳንህ ክብሩ ታላቅ ነው ክብርንና ምስጋናን ጨመርክልን የዘላለም በረከትን ሰጥተኸዋልና በፊትህም ደስታ ደስ ታሰኘዋለህ ንጉስ በእግዚአብሔር ተማምኗልና በልዑልም ምህረት አይናወጥም እጅህ ጠላቶችህን ሁሉ ታግኛቸው ቀኝህም የሚጠሉህን ሁሉ ታግኛቸው በተቆጣህም ጊዜ እንደ እሳት እቶን አድርጋቸው እግዚአብሔር በቁጣው ያጠፋቸዋል እሳትም ትበላቸዋለች ፍሬያቸውንም ከምድር ዘራቸውንም ከሰው ልጆች ታጠፋለች ክፋትን ባንተ ላይ ዘርግተዋልና የማይቻላቸውንም ምክር አሰቡ ወደ ኋላቸው ተመልሳቸዋለች ፍላጻን በፊታቸው ላይ ታዘጋጃለች አቤቱ በኃይልህ ከፍ ከፍ በል ጽናትህንም እናመሰግናለን እንዘምርማለን
That every house for His Majesty have must be united. Some man believe that only this house right and that one wrong and that one wrong and all the rest wrong. Well, I know that God never make a mistake. So if Him have the 12 tribe and Him have the Naya Bingi, Him have the Ethiopian after that, and Him have the RMA and Him have this, there must be a man somewhere we can bring all of this thing together.
Tenayas Kaling, today's daily psalm, according to the royal order of the Ethiopian Hebrews, and after the order of Melchizedek, Mezmore Dawit, Mezmore Haya And. The 21st psalm, Mezmore Dawit, according to the royal order of the Ethiopian Hebrew. What we have today is thanksgiving for victory. Victory, unto the battle of the sweet, the victory. In today's daily psalm, the 21st psalm, the psalmist and I praises Ekaziaviha, the sustainer, the good, the generous Ab, the good father, for the way he protects, guidance, protection, the way he protects and blesses the Davidic king. Thanksgiving for victory. Thanksgiving for deliverance, for salvation. The Targum, or the Tirgum, the ancient Aramaic translation of the Bible, interpreted the psalm, today's daily psalm, of the Messianic King, of the Negus Mashiach, the King Messiah. Some moderns have accepted this reading because some say the language sounds too exalted for an earthly monarch. It is best understood as the sequel of the preceding psalms. Today's daily psalm, the 21st psalm, a note here in the HSV, Haile Selassie the First, the HIM Bible, the Revised Amharic Bible, the Authorized Revised Amharic Bible. We have today's daily psalm, and the numbering, it's Haya, it's 20. Right? In the brackets, the Kinfuist, it's Haya And, because of the ancient numbering, and also the Hebrew, many places in Sefer Tehillim reflects this. So in His Majesty's Bible, the Book of the Seven Seals of the conquering line of the tribe of Judah, the root of David, we have that unique numbering that reflects the ancient or the ancient manuscripts. So today's daily psalm in the ancient time, the 20th psalm, but here in the brackets, parentheses, but in twist, we have Haya An, to align it with what we have in the latter days and time, the 21st psalm, today's psalm, where I and the psalmist praises Adonai Jah, Rastafari, for the way he protects and blesses the Davidic king. So we have today's daily psalm, thanksgiving, Miskana, thanksgiving for the giving of thanks, as a sequel of the preceding psalm. So today's psalm 21st as a sequel to the 20th psalm. The battle, or the Bakal, right? The battle had been fought and won, and we have a hymn of thanksgiving, a hymn of Miskana in the Amharic, the royal Amharic Miskana, Hebraically the Torah, the thanksgiving offering, a hymn of Miskana for the success of the campaign of the Sarawit, of the campaign. Accordingly, in the Hebraic, it says, Le Dawid of David, again means in this context on behalf of David. In the Metzhaf Kedus, the Book of the Seven Seals, the superscription here is Lemezemran Aleka, Yedawit Mezmor, Lemezemran Aleka, to the chief musician, to the musician's chief, the chief musician for the leader, Yedawit Mezmor, a psalm, Mezmor, a chant. In the Hebrew we say Mizmor Le Dawit, here, Mezmore Dawit, one form of it, or Yedawit of David, Yedawit Mezmor. So here, Givir, today's daily psalm, according to the royal order of the Ethiopian Hebrews, and after the order of the righteous king, Melchizedek, weep not, behold, the conquering line of the tribe of Judah, the root of David, weep not, behold, Garmawi, Haile Selassie, having prevailed to open the book and to loose the seven seals thereof, we have today's daily psalm. Mezmore Dawit Haya And. Lemezamran Aleka Ye Dawit Mezmor. To the chief musician for the leader, a psalm of Dave. Abetu Behailihi Negus Desilewal Bemadanihi Ijiga Hasetina Yadergal. The king shall joy in thy strength. Abetu Behailihi Negusa Desilewal. O Abetu, my father, his father, father of the house, he who be, we be, his divine majesty, and in thy salvation, Be Madanihi Ijiga Hasetina Yadergal. How greatly Ijiga Hasetin Yadergal. How greatly shall he rejoice. Ye Lubuna Fekada Setaho. Yeah, can runema limena ala kalakala hawim thou hast given him his heart's desire, his heartical desire. Ya libuna fakada sataho, and hast not withholden the request of his lips. Ya kenfarunimma limina ala kalakala hawim. Selah, selah, selah. Bebego barraketa darsehil letalina. Kakubura in kuyahone, zaudina barasu laya norih. For thou, the eye, preventest him with the blessing, the barakat of goodness. Bebego barraketa darsehil letalina. Darsehil letalina. Thou preventest, thou reachest him, thou meetest him. Exiavia, the sustainer, the good father, condescended to manifest his favor to the Nagus, even Nagus and Nages, by coming to meet him with gifts. Kokobur inqui, Yahone, Zaudina, Barasulai, Anore, thou settest a crown of pure gold on his head. Hiwetina lemene, setahuim, le regim zemina lezalam, lezalamu. Hayuatina lemene setahuim le regim azemina lezalalemu. He asked life of thee, and thou gavest it him, even length of days for ever and ever, for ever and ever. Hayuatina lemene setahuim le regim azemin lezalalemu. Bemadanihi kubrua talakno. Kuvrinina miskanana chamarihilet. His glory is great in thy salvation. Be madanihi kuvru talakno. Honor and majesty. Kuvrinina miskanan. Hast thou laid upon him chamarihilet. Hast I added to him. Yezalalem abarakatina setahwalina. Defitahima desita desa tasanyawale. For thou hast made him most blessed forever, for ever. Yezalalem barakatina setehe walina. Thou hast made him exceeding glad with thy countenance, with thy face, thy presence, thy perception. Befitahim desuta desa tasenyawale. Nugus be egziavihera temamno alina. Bel ulima mihireta ainawet. For the king, the Nagus, trusteth in Ekaziyavihir, in the sustainer, in the good, the generous Ab, and through the mercy of the Most High, Be'l'ulima mihiret, he shall not be moved. I know it. Iji, telatochihina hulu taginyacho. And Yehim Yemiyat Elohinna Hulu Tagnyachu. Thine hand shall find out all thine enemies. Ijih Telatochihinna Hulu Tagnyachu. Thy right hand, Ken Yehim, shall find out those that hate thee. I, Ken Yehim Yemiyat Elohinna Hulu Tagnyachu. Bete kwetahim gize indesata itona dirgacho. Egziar herra be kutawa yatefachual. Isatima tibelachualech. Thou, the eye, shall make them as a fiery oven in the time, in the iwa of thine anger. Bete kwetahim gize indesata itona dirgacho. The Lord, Egziari, the stain of the good, the generous Ab, shall swallow them up in his wrath, and the fire shall devour them. Egziavi herra bekutawa yatefachual, isatima tibelachualech, freyachowina komidura zarachwinema kasole jocha tatefale. Their fruit shalt thou destroy, down destroy from the earth, and their seed from among the children of men. Freyachuina kamidera zerachuinim kosoli joch tatafale. Kufatina beantelai zarigatewalina yamaya chalachuinim mikura asebu. For they intended evil against thee, aye. They imagine a mischievous device which they are not able to perform.
kufatin be ante lai varigate walna yemaye tilachunim mukur asabu ወደ ኸላቸው ወተመለሳችኋል ፍላጻና በፊታቸው ላይ ታዘጋጃለ ታዘጋጃለ Therefore shalt thou make them turn their back ወደ ኸላቸው ተመለሳችኋል When thou shalt make ready thine arrows upon thy strings against the face of them against the face of all of them ፍላጻና በፊታቸው ላይ ታዘጋጃለ Avetu bechaylih kafkaf bal Sinatinim namasignalen Inna zamirmalen Be thou exalted Avetu I father his father O father the house In thine own strength Avetu bechaylih kafkaf bal So will we sing and praise thy power So will I and I sing and praise thy firmness Sinatihinim namasignalin in the Zamiramal,
the son of Ras Makonnen, Haile Selassie is astute. Ethiopia is very happy. Be her confessor. Oh, Haile Selassie, sanctity becomes you.
Rastafari, king of all kings. Lord of all lords, conquering lion of the tribe of Judah, elect of himself, mighty and thunder, rebel exhibit, master God, Yahweh, the goose and the gods, let Jah be praised. Let Jah be praised.
Daniel arm. Let Jah be great. The Goosen of God. Let Jah be great. You better let him be great. Let him be great. You better let him be great. I said let him be great. Oh, light.
The king shall joy in thy strength, O Lord, and in thy salvation how greatly shall he rejoice. Thou hast given him his heart's desire, and hast not withholden the request of his lips. Selah. For thou preventest him with the blessings of goodness. Thou settest a crown of pure gold on his head. He asked life of thee, and thou gavest it him, even length of days forever and ever. His glory is great in thy salvation. Honor and majesty hast thou laid upon him. For thou hast made him most blessed forever. Thou hast made him exceeding glad with thy countenance. For the king trusteth in the Lord, and through the mercy of the Most High he shall not be moved. 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 He shall not be moved.
Many are calling, no? Many are called, but few are choosing. Many are called, but few are choosing. I was called, and I was chosen. It's funny, but it's true.
Call in to hear the full of full now, or hopefully catch it on the replay. 515-602-9761. To hear the
Shema Yisrael. Adonai Eloheinu, Adonai Echad. Adonai Echad. Adonai Echad. Adonai Echad.
And hear, Shema Yisrael, hear a Midrash, a study on today's daily psalm, Mizmor Kaf Aleph, Psalm 21, thanksgiving for victory. As we explained in the intro, it's a thanksgiving for victory. The Targum, the ancient Aramaic translation of the Bible, interpreted today's Mizmor Kaf Aleph of the Messianic King, of King Messiah. Some moderns have accepted this reading because some say the language, as we explained, sounds too exalted. Some say for an earthly monarch. It's best understood as the sequel. This is a sequel of the preceding psalm, Mizmor Kaf, the 20th psalm. The battle had been fought and won. Mizmor Kaf is a prayer before a battle, a battle, before Milchama. The battle had been fought and won, and we have a hymn here of thanksgiving for the success of the campaign. Accordingly, in the superscription, Le David, again, the meaning on David's behalf, on behalf of David, Le David, of David, La Menatzeach Mizmor Le David, for the leader, for the chief musician, to the director, a song. Mizmor, a chant, an intonation, Le David, of David. So the Midrash on Psalm 21, Mizmor Kaf Aleph, for the leader, a psalm of David. The king shall joy in thy strength, O Lord. Lamnats Eyach Mizmor Dawid. Yahuwah de Azeka. Yismach Melech. Yismach Melech. The king shall joy in thy strength, O Jehovah. Yahuwah Jehovah de Azeka. The Azika in the eye Oz Oz the Ozika the Azika in the eye male strength the Azika Yismach Melech Yismach Yismach O Jehovah in thy strength the king the Melech the Negus even Negus Neges rejoiceth. These words are to be read in the light in the illumination of what Scripture says elsewhere in Yeshayahu Isaiah Isaiah 11 and 10. In that day there shall be a root of Jesse, which shall stand for an ensign of the peoples, and banner, which shall stand for a banner, a flag, a sign, an ensign of the peoples. To him shall the nations seek. That is, seek the king, Messiah. Seek the Melech HaMashiach, David's son, who will remain hidden until the time of redemption, until the hour of redemption. Hidden empire, Ethiopia, this man was born there. Rav Tahuma said, the King Messiah will come for no other purpose than to teach the nations, Goyim, the nations, the Gentiles, the international community of the earth, of the earthly plane, 30 precepts. The King Messiah will come for no other purpose than to teach the nations of the earth 30 precepts, such as those of the booth, the palm branch, and the tefillin. But all the Bnei Yisrael, the children, the sons of Yisrael, will be taught precepts of Torah, of Jah's direction, instructions, the teaching, by HaKadosh, the Holy One himself, Baruch Hu, blessed be he. For it is said in Yeshaya, Isaiah 59 and 13, all thy children shall be taught by the Lord, by Jehovah. Why not by the Messiah? Because the Messiah, Mashiach, because of the Messiah, it is said, to him shall the nations, the international community, the nationalities, to him shall the nation seek. Rav Hanina said in the name of Rav Aha, what can his rest shall be glory mean, except that Elohim will bestow a portion of his supernal glory upon the king, Messiah, upon Melech HaMashiach. Hence, it is said, the king shall joy in thy strength, O Jehovah, Yahuwah, the Azika, Yismach, Melech. Another comment on Yahuwah, the Azika, Yismach, Melech. The king shall joy in thy strength, O Jehovah. Scripture says elsewhere, who is this king of glory? Who is this Melech HaKavod? According to Psalm 24, round about verse 10, Rav Simon asserted, to whom can this king of glory refer except to that one king, that one Melech, that one Negus, even Negus Neges, who bestows upon those who fear, who reverence, who respect him, a portion of his own glory, Yahuwah. He is the king whose glory is forever in his host. Thus, our masters taught in the Mishnah, a mortal king, one may not ride on his horse, nor sit on his throne, nor take his scepter. Yet Moses, was allowed to take the scepter of HaKadosh Baruch Hu, of the Holy One, the Isle One, blessed be he. For it is said in Exodus 4 and 20, Moshe took the scepter of Elohim, the true good, the true God, in his hand, Biyado. And Elijah, was allowed to ride on Jehovah's horse. What is the horse of HaKadosh Baruch Hu, the Isle One, the Holy One, blessed be he, but the whirlwind and the storm, of which it is said in Nahum 1 and 3, in the whirlwind and in the storm is his way. And Scripture says, it came to pass when Jehovah would take up Elijah, by a whirlwind into heaven, in 2 Kings 2 and 1. A mortal king, one may not wear his crown, yet HaKadosh Baruch Hu, the Holy One, the Isle of One, blessed be He, sets His own crown on the head, on the Rosh, the Ras, the head of Melech HaMashiach, on the head of the King, Messiah. As it is said, Thou settest a crown of pure gold on His head. In today's daily psalm, Thou settest a crown. Tashit li rosho itaret paz. Thou settest a crown of fine gold on His head. Tashit li rosho itaret paz. Itaret paz. A mortal king, one may not wear his purple, yet HaKadosh Baruch Hu puts His honor and majesty upon the King Messiah, upon Negus Messiah, as is said in Psalm 21 and 6. Honor and majesty dost thou put upon Him. Honor and majesty dost thou, the eye, lay upon Him. Hod with hadara ta shaweh. Tashaweh alayo, tashaweh, tashaweh alayo. Hod, honor, wihadar, and hadar, and majesty. Tashaweh, tashaweh, tashaweh alayo. Dost thou lay, dost thou put upon Him. A mortal king, one may not sit on his throne. Yet it is written of Shlomo, of Solomon, of Solomon. Solomon sat on the throne of Jehovah in 1 Chronicles 29 and 23. A mortal king, one may not call his viceroy king. Yet, HaKadosh Baruch Hu, yet the Holy One, blessed be He, called Moses God, called Moshe Elohim. When He said to him, See, I have made thee Elohim, Elohim, God, to Paro, Pharaoh, in Exodus 7 and 1. Elohim said also to the Bnei Yisrael, to the sons, to the children of Yisrael, Ye y'all are Elohim, in Psalm 82, verse 6. And He called them holy ones, Kedoshim, as it is said, They shall be holy, set apart to their Elohim, in Leviticus 21 and 6. And He said in Deuteronomy 7 and 6, Thou art a holy, a set-apart people to Jehovah, the I Elohim. Elohim, the true good, the true God, will call the King Messiah after His own name. For it is said of the King Messiah in Jeremiah 23 and 6, This is His name whereby He shall be called the Lord, Yahweh Jehovah, our righteousness. Yerushalayim, Jerusalem also shall be called after Yahweh Jehovah's name, after the Hashem. For it is said of Yerushalayim, the name of the city from that day shall be Yahweh Jehovah. That shall be her name in Ezekiel 48, verse 35. Rav Lewi said of Yerushalayim, of Jerusalem, Yerushalayim, It will be good for the city when her name is the same as the name of her king, and the name of her king is the same as the name of her Elohim, her true good, her true God. Accordingly, when Scripture says, The king shall stand and rule in the strength of Yahuwah, of Jehovah, in the majesty of the name of Yahuwah Elohayo, in the majesty of the name of Jehovah, his Elohim, in Micah 5 and 3. It refers to the time, to the Iowa, when the king shall joy in thy strength, O Jehovah, Yahuwah be'azeka, yismach melech. Another comment, strength, oz, or oz, the oz, be'azeka, the oz, strength, clearly refers to Torah. For it is said, Yahuwah, Jehovah gave strength to Amo, to his people, in Psalm 29:11. Or strength, oz, clearly refers to the Ark of the Covenant. For it is written in Psalm 78:61, He delivereth, he delivereth his strength into captivity. or strength also clearly refers to kingship. For it is said in 1 Samuel 2 and 10, he will give strength to his king. Or finally, strength also refers to Ha-Hekal, to the temple, to the Beit Mikdash, the house of the Holy. For it is said in Leviticus 26 and 19, I will break the pride of your strength. Thou hast given him his heart's desire. Thou hast given him his heart's desire. Taewe, taewet, taeveta libo. Natata lo. Thou hast given him his heart's desire. Taeveta libo. Natata lo. In Psalm 21 and 3 means that thou, O Jehovah, in the presence of the King Messiah, Melech HaMashiach, didst declare Edom's guardian angel wrong. Thou hast given him his heart's desire. Taeveta libo natata lo means that thou, the Yahuwah, O he who be who he be, in the presence of Melech HaMashiach, the King Messiah, didst declare Edom's guardian angel wrong, 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 wrong. Wa ereshta si fatayo abala ma na ita sela. And the request of his lips thou hast not withholden. Selah. Pause. And the ereshet. And the ereshet. Wa ereshet. And the ereshet of his lips thou hast not withholden. Selah. What is meant by the ereshet of his lips? Wa ereshet sifatayo. The authority, rashut, of his lips. For when it is reported to the King Messiah, a certain land is in rebellion against thee, I, he will say, let locusts, may locusts come and smite that land. As is said in Isaiah, Isaiah 11 and 4, he shall smite the land with the rod of his mouth. Or when it is reported to him, a certain province is in rebellion against thee. A certain province is in rebellion against thee. He will say, let the angel, may the angel of death come and slay the wicked, the ratchet, the defiant of that province. As is said, with the breath of his lips shall he slay the wicked, the ratchet. Another comment, the request of his lips thou hast not withholden. Taeveta libo natata lo, lo. Lo, wa ereshta sifatayo bala ma naita sela, sela means that means whatever the King Messiah, the Melech, Mashiach, decrees, the words of his decree stand. For thou meetest him with the blessings of goodness, for the eye meetest him with the blessings of goodness. Ki tik adamenu. Birkota tob. Ki tikademenu. Ki tikademenu. Birkot tob. For thou, the eye, meetest him with the blessings of goodness. For the eye meetest him with choicest blessings. Ki tikademenu. Birkot tob. The phrase, blessings of goodness. Birkot tob. Tob. Refer, according to Rav Yehuda, Judah, to the blessings which were given to Moshe, who was called, quote, a goodly child. As is said in Exodus 2 and 2, she saw him, that he was a goodly child. According to the Rebbe, not the rabbis, this phrase refers to the blessings, the berkot of Torah, Jah's direction, instructions, the teaching of his majesty, of which Elohim said in Proverbs 4 and 2, I will give you goodly doctrine. Forsake y'all not my Torah, my law, my direction, instruction, my teaching. He asked life of thee. Thou gavest it him even length of days forever and ever, for ever and ever. Chayim sha'ala min mita natatalo. Oreka yamim olam wa'ed. He asked life of thee, thou gavest it him. Chayim shala mimeka, thou gavest it him. Natata lo. Oreka yamim, length of days, longness of days. Orek yamim, olam waed, forever and ever. Rav Yohanan taught, scripture mentions three men, Shlomo Ahaz and Melech HaMoshiach, Solomon, Ahaz, and the King Messiah, to each of whom HaKadosh Baruch Hu, the Holy One, the Idol One, blessed be He, said, ask of me, ask of I. For the rest of Rav Yohanan's comment, see this Midrash, the Midrash on the Psalm, why do the heathen rage? The second psalm. Why do the heathen rage? Rav Barakayah said, the verse means that the King Messiah asked that even Korah and his companions, men who went alive down into the graves, be raised up again. For it is said in 1 Samuel 2 and 6, Yahweh Jehovah, bring down to the grave and raiseth up and riseth up. His honor is great through thy salvation. His honor, his glory is great through thy, the I, salvation. Gadola, 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 biyashuateka, his glory, great, great his glory, gadola, kavodo. Gadol, kovodo, kovodo, his glory, kovodo, gadol, big, important, great, gadol, kovodo, be Yeshuateka, in the I, Yeshua, be Yeshuateka, what does this mean, Habarim? That is to say, even the honor of King Messiah is great only through Elohim's works, great is thy glory through thy salvation. Gadol lakavodo bishuateka. Glory and great worship shalt thou lay upon him. Glory and great worship. Hod wihadara tishawe alayo. Glory and great worship. Hod wihadara. Honor and majesty. Hod wihadara. Glory and great worship. Teshuva alayo, shalt thou lay upon him. Psalm 21, verse 6, means that thou, the I, O Elohim, layest a master's glory and a disciple's great worship upon the King Messiah, upon the Melech HaMashiach, upon the Negus Messiah. Glory, accordingly, is to be understood and stood as in Elohim's command to Moshe, to Moses, concerning Yehoshua, Joshua, in Numbers 27 and 20, thou shalt put of thy glory upon him. Note that it is said, of thy glory, and not, quote, all thy glory, end quote. Where, then, was all the glory of Moshe, of Musa, of Moses, put upon Yehoshua, Joshua? Rav Yudan said it was put upon him at the Yardane, at the Jordan. For, as it is written of Moshe, of Moses, in Exodus 34 and 30, they were afraid to come nigh, to come near him. So it is written of Yehoshua, of Joshua, at the Yardane, in Joshua 4:14. They feared him. They reverenced, they respected him as they feared, as they reverenced Moshe, as they reverenced Musa, Joshua 4:14. For thou shalt make him most blessed forever, forever. For the I maketh him most blessed forever, forever. Kia te shitehu berakot laad. For thou makest him most blessed forever, forever. Kia te shitehu. For the I makest him berakot, berakot, blessed laad. Forever, forever. Means that all the nations, the Goyim, the international community, shall bless themselves in the Negus Messiah, in the Melech HaMashiach, the King Messiah. Thou shalt make him exceeding, exceeding glad with thy countenance, with thy face, with thy presence, thy perception. Tichadehu, V'simcha et panecha. Thou makest him glad with joy in thy presence, in thy face, in thy perception. Tichadehu v'simcha et panecha. Rav Barakayu said in the name of Rav Samuel, one verse reads of the King Messiah that one, like the Son of Man, came to the Ancient of Days, and they brought him near before him in Daniel, in Daniel 7 and 13. But in another verse, Elohim says in Jeremiah 30, 21, I will cause him to draw near, and he shall approach, and he shall approach to me, and he shall approach to I. How reconcile the two verses? One verse reads of King Messiah in Daniel 7:13. One, like the Son of Man, came to the Ancient of Days, and they brought him near before him. And the other verse in Jeremiah 30 and 21 says, I will cause him to draw near, and he shall approach to me, to I. So, how reconcile the two? Angels will bring the King Messiah to the outer edge of the encampment. And then HaKadosh Baruch Hu, the Holy One, the Isle of One, blessed be He, will reach out His hand, Yado, and bring the Melech, Moshiach, HaMashiach, near to Him. Hence, here it is said, I will cause Him to draw near. All thine enemies shall feel thy hand. Thy hand shall be equal to all thine enemies. All thine enemies shall feel thy hand. Timtza yadika likol oiveka. All thine enemies, oiveka, shall feel thy hand. Timtza yadika likol oiveka. All thine enemies shall feel thy hand. Thy hand shall be equal to all thine enemies. Means, according to Rav Lewi, that Elohim said to the Negus, Mesich, to the Melech, HaMelech, to the King, to Melech, HaMashiach, to the King Messiah, thy hand shall seek them out for punishment. Timsa yadika lekol oiveka. Thou, the eye, shall make them as a fiery oven in the time and the hour of thine anger. And the fire shall devour them, and the fire shall eat them up. Teshitemo ke tanura eish le'aita paneka. Le'aita paneka. Thou shalt make them as a fiery furnace in the time, in the iwa of thine anger. Literally, in the Hebrew, in this verse right here, in today's daily psalm, Hebraically, we have this Hebraically at verse 10 in the KJV Bible. It'll probably be the verse before, verse 9. Here we have, Tishitemo ke tanur esh le'ait paneka. Thou shalt make them, Tishitemo, as a fiery furnace, ke tanur esh, in the time, le'ait paneka. Paneka, literally this verse is thy presence. As the presence, the panim of Elohim is destructive. The face, the presence, the perception of Elohim, the true good, the true God, is destructive of evildoers. We have this in Psalm XXXIV 17, in Psalm 34, around about verse 17. The same power has been granted to his anointed king, even the Siyume Ekaziavihera. Thou shalt make them as a fiery oven in the time of thine anger, in the time of thy face. And the fire shall devour them. Tishitemo ketanur esh le'aita paneka. Yahuwah de apo ye bala'im v'toka leim esh. Jehovah shall swallow them up in his wrath. And the fire shall devour them. And the fire shall eat them up v'toka leim esh. The Rebbeinot, the sages, the rabbis say that Gehenna, the Gehenna Hinnom, Gehenna, will still exist in the Olam Haba, in the world, in the Iowa, in the time to come. For it is said, behold, the day cometh, that shall burn as an oven. And all that do wickedly, ratchetly shall be stubble. And the day that cometh shall burn them up. In Malachi 3:19. And so on as above in today's daily song.
Belshazzar, king of Babylon, Daniel had a dream and visions of his head upon his bed. Then he wrote the dream and told the sum of the matter. Daniel spake and said, I saw in my vision by night, and behold, the four winds of the heavens strove upon the great sea. And four great beasts came up from the sea, diverse one from another. The first was like a lion, and had eagle's wings. I beheld till the wings thereof were plucked, and it was lifted up from the earth, and made stand upon the feet as a man, and a man's heart was given to it. And behold, another beast, a second, like to a bear, and it raised up itself on one side, and it had three ribs in the mouth of it between the teeth of it. And they said thus unto it, Arise, devour much flesh. After this I beheld, and lo, another like a leopard, which had upon the back of it four wings of a fowl. The beast had also four heads, and dominion was given to it. After this, I saw in the night visions, and behold, a fourth beast, dreadful and terrible, and strong exceedingly. And it had great iron teeth, devoured and break in pieces, and stamped the residue with the feet of it. And it was diverse from all the beasts that were before it. It had 10 horns. I considered the horns, and behold, there came up among them another little horn, before whom there were three of the first horns plucked up by the roots. And behold, in this horn were eyes, like the eyes of man, and a mouth, speaking great things. I beheld till the thrones were cast down, and the Ancient of Days did sit, whose garment was white as snow, and the hair of his head like the pure wool. His throne was like the fiery flame, and his wheels as burning fire. A fiery stream issued and came forth from before him. 1,000 thousands ministered unto him, and 10,000 times 10,000 stood before him. The judgment was set, and the books were opened. I beheld then, because of the voice of the great words which the horn spake, I beheld even till the beast was slain, and his body destroyed, and given to the burning flame. As concerning the rest of the beasts, they had their dominion taken away, yet their lives were prolonged for a season and time. I saw in the night visions, and behold, one like the Son of Man came with the clouds of heaven, and came to the Ancient of Days, and they brought him near before him. And there was given him dominion and glory and a kingdom, that all people, nations, and languages should serve him. His dominion is an everlasting dominion, which shall not pass away, and his kingdom that which shall not be destroyed. I, Daniel, was grieved in my spirit in the midst of my body, and the visions of my head troubled me. I came near unto one of them that stood by, and asked him the truth of all this. So
he told me, and made me know the interpretation of the things. These great beasts, which are four kings which shall arise out of the earth. But the saints of the Most High shall take the kingdom and possess the kingdom forever, even forever and ever. Then I would know the truth of the fourth beast, which was diverse from all the others. A fiery stream issued and came forth from before him. Fiery stream, fiery stream, fiery stream.
Rastafari Kalinim Ja Ja Ja
Ya Ya Ya.
So when we fall in Rastafari, what shall we pretend but Eden or that Johnny?
In Ethiopian life, the imperial ruler is likened in splendor to the sun, splendor to the sun, splendor to the sun, an exalted power to the lion, 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 in his divine being to the kings of Israel, divine being to the kings of Israel, to the kings of Israel, to the kings of Israel, and at times to God, and at times to God, and at times to God himself, 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 himself.
You read the Bible, Greg?
Yes.
Well, there's this passage I got memorized. Sort of fits this occasion. Ezekiel 25:17. The path of the righteous man is beset on all sides by the inequities of the selfish and the tyranny of evil men. Blessed is he who in the name of charity and goodwill shepherds the weak through the valley of darkness, for he is truly his brother's keeper and the finder of lost children. And I will strike down upon thee with great vengeance and furious anger those who attempt to poison and destroy my brothers. And you will know my name is the Lord when I lay my vengeance upon thee.
Yeah, man, all fireball, the whole of them. Fireball.
I saw in the night visions, and behold, one like the Son of Man came with the clouds of heaven, and came to the Ancient of Days, and they brought him near before him. And there was given him dominion and glory and a kingdom that all people, nations, and languages should serve. His dominion is an everlasting dominion which shall not pass away, and his kingdom that which shall not be destroyed. I, Daniel, was grieved in my spirit in the midst of my body, and the visions of my head troubled me. I came near unto one of them that stood by and asked him the truth of all this. So he told me, and made me know the interpretation of the things. These great beasts, which are four kings which shall arise out of the earth. But the saints of the Most High shall take the kingdom and possess the kingdom forever, even forever and ever. Then I would know the truth of the fourth beast, which was diverse from all the others, exceeding dreadful, whose teeth were of iron and his nails of brass, which devoured, brake in pieces, and stamped the residue with his feet, and of the ten horns that were in his head, and of the other which came up, and before whom three fell, even that horn that had eyes, and a mouth that spake very great things, whose look was more stout than his belly. I beheld, and the same horn made war with the saints, and prevailed against them, until the Ancient of Days came, and judgment was given to the saints of the Most High. And the time came that the saints possessed the kingdom. Thus he said, the fourth beast shall be the fourth kingdom upon earth, which shall be diverse from all kingdoms, and shall devour the whole earth, and shall tread it down and break it in pieces. And the ten horns after this kingdom are ten kings that shall arise, and another shall rise after them, and he shall be diverse from the first, and he shall subdue three kings. And he shall speak great words against the Most High, and shall wear out the saints of the Most High, and think to change times and laws. And they shall be given into his hand until a time and times to the dividing of time. Judgment shall sit, and they shall take away his dominion, to consume and to destroy it unto the end. And the kingdom and dominion and the greatness of the kingdom under the whole heaven shall be given to the people of the saints of the Most High, whose kingdom is an everlasting kingdom, and all dominion shall serve and obey him. Hitherto is the end of the matter. As for me, Daniel, my cogitation much troubled me, my countenance changed it. But I kept the matter in my heart.
Are ye not as children of the Ethiopians unto me, O children of Israel, O children of Israel, O children of Israel?
Be thou exalted, Lord, in thine own strength, in thine own strength, in thine own strength, in thine own strength, in thine own strength. So will we sing and praise thy power, 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 praise thy power.
Alright, peace out to my Sagana. The goose, my God. Got a mile. Heal it, my sin, you know. Man, if you know that, from you I live up as a soldier. When I hear me, I'll say, man, if you know that, from you I'm a fellow soldier. That's why I say, I lay, I lay, I lay, I lay, I lay, I lay.
I can make some biblical reference in the old and in the New Testament. Some 87 Isaiah 9 did make some comment. Revelation 5 seal the judgment from Judah the scepter shall not depart. 2nd of November 1920, always living away at the Geneva Conference. Make no woman I take that. That's why Rastafari I have to chant. No, Jah, from me you will live up as a soldier. When I hear me, I say man fi no Jah. From me you a buffalo soldier. That's why I sing. Of the wall, Revelation 1, not describe the man so at all. Now take the beast mark and get a sudden fall. Be a chosen out of the many that call. And no, Jah, from you will live up as a soldier. When you hear me, I say man fi no, Jah, from you a buffalo soldier. Help me now, I sing. Sing as I play the instrument, my strings are in D. So you must know of your responsibility. Show the role of this imperial majesty and the fulfillment of biblical prophecy. Some say Bahola and Elijah, Muhammad and everyone. Justification is always salute. So you feel make sure when you get the mark in a youth for it is from the line of the tribe of Judah, root of David. So you feel no doubt. From you I live up as a soldier. When I hear when we are the man feel no.
I'm Elijah Muhammad, the preacher of freedom, justice, and equality. To my people, here in the Western Hemisphere, in the United States of America, who has been lost from their own people for 400 years. Now they have been found by Almighty God, Allah. In the person of
Kadamawi, Slavia,
for whom praise is due forever.
መዝሙር 19 በቅንፍ 20 ለመዘምራን አለቃ መዝሙር 19 በቅንፍ 20 ለመዘምራን አለቃ የዳዊት መዝሙር በመከራ ቀን እግዚአብሔር ይስማ የያዕቆብ አምላክ ስም ያቆም ከመቅደሱ ረድኤትን ይላክልህ ከጽዮንም ያጥና ቁርባንህን ሁሉ ያስብልህ የሚቃጠል የሚቃጠል መዝሙር 19 መዝሙር 19 በ መዝሙር 19 መዝሙር 19 መዝሙር 19 በቅንፍ 20 ለመዘምራን አለቃ የዳዊት መዝሙር በመከራ ቀን እግዚአብሔር ይስማ የያዕቆብ አምላክ ስም ያቆም ከመቅደሱ ረድኤትን ይላክልህ ከጽዮንም ያጥና ቁርባንህን ሁሉ ያስብልህ የሚቃጠል መስዋዕትህን ያለምልምልህ እንደ ልብህ ፈቃድህንም ሁሉ ይፈጽም በማዳንህ ደስ ይለና በአምላካችን ስም ከፍ ከፍ እንላለን ልመናህን ሁሉ እግዚአብሔር ይፈጽም እግዚአብሔር የቀባውን እንዳዳነው ዛሬ አወቅ ከሰማይ መቅደሱ ይመልስለታል በቀኙ ብርታት ማዳን እነዚያ በሰረገላ እነዚያም በፈረስ ይታመናሉ እኛ ግን በአምላካችን በእግዚአብሔር ስም ከፍ ከፍ እንላለን እነርሱ ተሰነካክለው ወደቁ እኛ ግን ተነሳን አንተንም ቆም አቤቱ ንጉሥን አድነው በጠራንህም ቀን ስማ መዝሙር 20 በቅንፍ 21 መዝሙር 20 በቅንፍ 21 ለመዘምራን አለቃ የዳዊት መዝሙር አቤቱ በኃይልህ ንጉሥ ደስ ይለዋል በማዳንህ እጅግ ሐሴትን ያደርጋል የልቡን ፈቃድ ሰጠኸው የከንፈሩንም ልመና አልከለከልኸው በበጎ በረከት ደርሰህለታልና ከክቡር እንቁ የሆነ ዘውድን በራሱ ላይ አኖር ሕይወትን ለመነ ሰጠኸው ለረጅም ዘመን ለዘላለም በማዳንህ ክብሩ ታላቅ ነው ክብርንና ምስጋናን ጨመርህለት የዘላለም በረከትን ሰጠኸዋልና በፊትህም ደስታ ደስ ታሰኘዋለህ ንጉሥ በእግዚአብሔር ተማምኗልና በልዑልም ምሕረት አይናወጥም እጅህ ጠላቶችህን ሁሉ ታግኛቸው ቀኝህም የሚጠሉህን ሁሉ ታግኛቸው በተቆጣህም ጊዜ እንደ እሳት እቶን አድርጋቸው እግዚአብሔር በቁጣው ያጠፋቸዋል እሳትም ትበላቸዋለች ፍሬያቸውንም ከምድር ዘራቸውንም ከሰው ልጆች ታጠፋለች ክፋትን ባንተ ላይ ዘርግተዋልና የማይቻላቸውንም ምክር አሰቡ ወደ ኋላቸው ትመልሳቸዋል ፍላጻን በፊታቸው ላይ ታዘጋጃለች አቤቱ በኃይልህ ከፍ ከፍ ጽናትህንም እናመሰግናለን እንዘምርማለን መዝሙር 19 መዝሙር 19 በቅንፍ 20 መዝሙር 19 በቅንፍ 20 መዝሙር 19 በቅንፍ 20 ለመዘምራን አለቃ የዳዊት መዝሙር በመከራ ቀን እግዚአብሔር ይስማ የያዕቆብ አምላክ ስም ያቆም ከመቅደሱ ረድኤትን ይላክልህ ከጽዮንም ያጥና ቁርባንህን ሁሉ ያስብልህ የሚቃጠል መስዋዕትህን ያለምልምልህ እንደ ልብህ ይስጥህ ፈቃድህንም ሁሉ ይፈጽምልህ በማዳንህ ደስ ይለናል በአምላካችን ስም ከፍ ከፍ እንላለን ልመናህን ሁሉ እግዚአብሔር ይፈጽምልህ እግዚአብሔር የቀባውን እንዳዳነው ዛሬ አወቁ ከሰማይ መቅደሱ ይመልስለታል በቀኙ ብርታት ማዳን እነዚያ በሰረገላ እነዚያም በፈረስ ይታመናሉ እኛ ግን በአምላካችን በእግዚአብሔር ስም ከፍ ከፍ እንላለን እነርሱ ተሰነካክለው ወደቁ እኛ ግን ተነሳን ጸንተንም ቆምን አቤቱ ንጉሥን አድነው በጠራንህም ቀን ስማ
They always sing to him songs of praise.
It was a terrible roar. It's an awful roar. And then I realized it was an earthquake. It was a
line of Judah. Line of Judah. Line of Judah.
They always sing to him songs of praise.
The true teaching.
The Ethiopian church belongs to the monophysite group of churches which teach that Christ had one nature, that his humanity and divinity became one without intermixing, and that his divinity never separated from his humanity.
In which our Lord himself gave the command to go to all the world and to preach is also of high value.
Thank you. This is BBC Caribbean Report.
Breaking news! Reporting from Cassava Peace in Kingston, police are here at the residence of dancehall artist David Constantine, aka Movado, who they say is wanted for 5 murders in the corporate area. Now the entertainer is locked inside his house, and police officers are currently negotiating with him to surrender.
It's the last line. Protect I and I every day. Hell broke loose again. Them try, them lose my friend.
Bad mind,
the world is mine. Me know them bad mind from ever since. Everybody know them girls to you, them for them things. No forget me for the song them when me sing. Man I can't stop alive. Them boy they are sing.
Me and my dog, they must charge. Stay beside me, them not have my back, yeah man. No man can't have my back. Any man have man back to get you.
I try run, Nick touching, fierce watching. None know what struck him, calling me name, I've been him discussing. Who tell him? Chef, tell him. All enemies silent, no cussing. Right against the killer, some head start busting.
Blood gushing, no extensive gushing.
It's okay, it's alright. Be offended, me young, go bleach with it all night. It's okay, it's alright. Try running in the city, done them off in a one night.
Badness the way about me.
Bread not buttering, bullet to the guttering.
Dear what
you twang guttering, feds wang guttering. Near back muttering.
Dear what
you ugly gathering, this a show bellering. Must get another win.
Dear what
you can't find who shot him, not surrender him. That's the end of him.
Let me tell you what I'm
man a be gone, man a eat gone. Man a in fast, she twang.
Let me tell you what I'm
belly empty, pocket empty. Clip full, gun in a palm.
Let me tell you what I'm gone.
Head over more than Bible. Watch out more than Psalm.
This is what I'm
gone. Stop trying to live life on the hear man sing out in a psalm.
Christ feed the multitude, the only one loaf of bread.
Poor people, there is something for you. Don't let the pressures of the system get upon your head. Poor people, there is something for you. Mankind care not for his sisters anymore. Still there is something for you. Written in the book of life, we shall live forevermore. There will be something for you. Rasta works a manifest. It's a blossom and a bloom. Nature always run its course. The tide is rising with the moon. It only takes a spark to put a fire to the fume. What is hidden in the dark shall be revealed so very soon. Tell Pharaoh free the prisoners from the dungeons and the tomb. Tell the youth the Nazi dread and Babylon, put them in a platoon. The trials and the perils deeper down the blue lagoon. Them I want to know them is saying of this and them I moon.
Consummation in my relationship with Hashem, because when you go through difficulties, you can be like some of the Rev Rav in the Russia, where they want to turn against Moshe and they want to say, oh man, Hashem brought us here to die, and they give up. Or you can be like the Levites who will kill their mothers, their father, sister, anybody who was wrong with you know, what Am Yisrael was supposed to be rolling with. But what Am Yisrael was supposed to be rolling with. But what Am Yisrael.
If tomorrow is Judgment Day.
Original Justice Man.
The confirmation of my relationship with Hashem. Because when you go through difficulties, you can be like some of the Rev Rav in the Russia, where they want to turn against Moshe, and they want to say, oh man, Hashem brought us here to die, and they give up. Or you can be like the Levites who kill their mothers, their father, sister, anybody who wasn't rolling with, you know, what Am Yisrael was supposed to be rolling with. But what Am Yisrael was supposed to be rolling with. But what Am Yisrael was supposed to be rolling with.
I am your creator, your king, the Holy One of Israel. Bring my sons on far.
They always sing to him songs of praise.
The
Ethiopian church belongs to the monasticite group of churches which teach that Christ had one nature, that his humanity and divinity became one without intermixing, and that his divinity never separated from his humanity.
In which our Lord himself gave the command to go to all the world and to preach is also of high value.
Morning star.
clear. To walk the seven seas. No man in heaven, I don't bug the heavens. No one honor the hurt, nor hop on the hurt, did phone worthy. On the throne of David. Revelation declare it, 17. Only father, mother.
Yes, I and I Yadin say shalom, Chavarim, shalom, give thanks, Baruch Hashem, Kedemah HaSelassie.